Welcome to Career Tours. This week, how to ask your boss for anything. Part one. The questions this cast answers are, how do I ask my boss for the things I want? How do I get the things I want from my boss? And how does DISC help me manage my boss?
Folks, I'm excited to announce that on January 20th of this year, we're hosting a virtual effective remote manager session. It's one session. It's only 3 hours long. It is at 8 p.m. Eastern time in the U.S. That's to make it easier for our friends in Australasia to join us. It is delivered virtually over Zoom. It is limited to 30 people. Sorry, we've been selling these out, and we find that we just get too many questions and get too bogged down if we have more than 30 people. And the price is pretty cheap for us, $395, which is cheap for any kind of training this good, if you ask me. If you're a manager and your people are remote and you don't have a way of thinking about it strategically, things like morning stand-up and having open door and one-on-ones and feedback and coaching and delegation and how each of those are different at a distance for a remote team, you need to come to this session. I hope to see you there.
So we'd all love a world where we got exactly what we wanted, exactly when we wanted it, exactly how we wanted it, and at zero cost. And that world does not exist, sadly. But we can increase our chances of getting what we want when we understand what's important to the person who can grant that thing to us. And in this cast, we're going to talk about asking your boss for the things you want. Now, we're not going to guarantee that he or she is going to give those things to you.
Sure.
But we're going to tell you a way of communicating the things you want in a way that makes sense to them and therefore makes them more likely to at least listen to your request and consider it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you enjoy this cast, it's a kind of condensed version of the Effective Relationship series. So if you enjoy this and you want more of it, look on the website for Effective Relationships and you can get much more, much deeper than we're going to go today. Although today, hopefully, is going to be useful.
Yeah, good. We're going to talk about how to get what you want from your boss and then each of the four DISC profiles. So high D, high I, high S, and high C. So, yeah, exciting stuff.
Yeah, if only we could promise that they would get it. That's what I really want, but we can't do that. So the secret to getting what you want from your boss is the same as the secret of getting something from anybody. You tell them how giving it to you will benefit them, or at least you make the request make sense to them. And in this case, we're going to use DISC as a proxy for the things that people want, the way they want to hear messages, and the things that are important to them. And we can understand our boss's motivations and communication patterns through DISC, and hopefully that will get us closer to making requests in a way that they can understand.
Yeah, this isn't really, it may sound it to some people listening, one quarter of the people listening, it's not a Machiavellian scheme for getting things that you shouldn't have or manipulating your boss or anyone else, okay? In fact, we don't mean it like that at all. It's not meant to get things that you shouldn't have or that you aren't, you know, that aren't kind of, I guess, reasonable. And it's definitely not for manipulating people. This is really about what we call the platinum rule. It's really the highest standard of the platinum rule, which is to treat people how they want to be treated. And so we're actually hoping to, accommodate others while still asking for the things that we would want. If you want to help your boss agree to what you think will help you do your job better and fulfill your customers' wishes and create profit for the company, you have to communicate the way that he wants to be communicated to about the things that he wants to hear, not the way necessarily with which you want to be communicated or not necessarily the way that you would naturally communicate.
That's a secret that
yeah.
Not everybody is the same. And so using your natural style isn't necessarily the most effective.
Right.
It is a quarter of the time, because a quarter of the time the person is the same as has the same style as you, but you can't guarantee that. And 75% of the time you're gonna fall on the wrong side. So
yeah. And if your boss and you are similar, hey, that's it. That's nice.
Lucky
for you. That's really nice for you. It doesn't always work out that way. It only works that way some of the time. So if someone wants coffee with cream, you wouldn't bring them tea with milk. And that's what we're highlighting here. We're going to you know, bring people our requests in a way that makes sense to them. There's nothing nefarious, right? We're not trying to be sneaky or creepy.
We're not secretly putting whiskey in the coffee. We're just bringing them what they want.
Right. All they asked for was coffee, and we're bringing that. So in the cast, we're going to go through three examples for each type of boss, each DISC profile of boss. And all the examples are verbal conversations that you'd have. But it's important to remember that not all the styles prefer to have a conversation. And so you may choose to have some of these conversations via email based on preference, and we'll point that out as we go through it. Because some people prefer written communications. Some people prefer email. Some people invented email so they wouldn't have to talk to you people. So
some people like to have the email first and talk to you about it later. Other people talk to you and have the email later. So we're going to find out what your boss prefers, and then we're going to give them that.
Yeah.
So a quick primer on DISC, if you haven't heard us talk about it before, and if you haven't heard us talk about it before, there are, I don't know, 150 podcasts on the website about DISC, about the different styles, about what to do with it, about how to use it, and so on. So there's plenty to dive into. But basically, DISC is a four-quadrant behavioral model. So we're going to give people letters according to the way they behave, which we can put into some fairly big, fairly broad blocks. And we're going to look at the behavioral characteristics of the way someone communicates, the words they say, the way they say them, the facial expressions, body language, and their work product. And then we're going to say, okay, this person falls broadly into this block, and that tells us something about them and the way they like to communicate. And it also tells you something about what's important to them, about how they view the world and how likely they are, or how they will likely react to how we prefer to communicate. So just tells us, if we think about ourselves, it tells us what we like and what we do when we're not thinking about it. So, for example, I'm a high D, so I'm task-focused and assertive, which means I talk fast, I talk loud, and I want you to get out of my way so I can get something done. I do all of that. That's how I act if I don't think about it. You know, if I'm with somebody else, like my dad, who is slow and methodical and does things properly and does them right, I will have a better time if I adapt my style to his.
Right.
So, yeah. The model divides people into groups on two axes. So there's the task-focused versus the people-focused, and then there's the assertive versus the reserved. So if you think of a circle, it's like a cake, and we're going to divide it into four, and we're going to start at the top left of the cake, and that will be our task-focused, assertive high Ds.
Okay, so upper left-hand quadrant of our cake, high D. High Ds are assertive and task-focused. Like Wendy, high D people are described often by others, right? They aren't necessarily words that a high D would use to describe themselves. However, other profiles might describe the high D as demanding, forceful, egocentric, strong-willed, driving, determined, ambitious, aggressive, and pioneering.
Definitely all of those.
And, you know, it's perfectly normal if you're listening to this to think to yourself, wow, my profile is not the greatest. It's also perfectly normal to listen to it and think, my profile is awesome. So if you're having either experience, hang in there. We all feel you. High Ds like to get immediate results. They're the person who puts your suitcase in the car for the road trip, even though you didn't pack it, because your job was to pack it and my job was to put it in the car, and I did my job, and it's too bad you didn't do yours. High Ds make quick decisions. They dash off after the objective, you know, in pursuit of the conclusion, in pursuit of action, in pursuit of results. They also quickly find that they dashed in the wrong direction and have to start again, which they don't mind because it gives them an opportunity to use their speed again, and therefore they're constantly rushing after the checked box. And high Ds are fine with taking charge. So if you are late to your meeting, they might run it for you, or if you wanted someone to run your meeting, you could ask them. They have no problem with that. They see themselves as problem solvers, and they might even say, I can fix that for you. Other profiles, you know, they could see them as intimidating, unapproachable, insensitive, or impatient. So That's all normal.
That's the downside, right? Every style has an upside and a downside. The upside is D's make a decision and get things done. The downside is people can see them as overbearing, like making a decision for me.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't do a good job because they do it too fast or they make a decision too fast.
Right.
So high D bosses want to get things done with a minimum amount of fuss and drama. They don't want to hear your story. Just tell them what the decision is that needs to be made. They think about their promotion. High Ds tend to be ambitious. They want more power so they can make more decisions and be in control because we make the best decisions. And they want more influence in the company, again, because they make good decisions and they can move this place forward.
Yay.
So for a high D boss, you want to keep it short and to the point. You don't want to tell them a story because they don't want to hear it. You can talk quickly with a high D because assertive people, so this part of our cake, the assertive version, tend to talk quickly and loudly like I do. But don't get too excited. They don't want to hear, oh, it's really exciting and oh, it's going to be a party and oh, that will annoy them. But talk fast enough that you're just like getting to the point really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Bottom line up front.
Yeah. And what you want to tell them is my request will get more work done and we'll get more work done more quickly. And you can do important things so you can get promoted. Like that's like focusing on what's important to them, like getting more work done and allowing them to do the things that they want to do or that they see as important. Rather than telling them a high D, you wouldn't tell them, oh, it'll make me really happy. Because they don't care whether or not you're happy. They care about whether or not the work's being done.
Right. There's two sides to every coin, right? There's what you see as the positive and maybe what you see as the negative. But what you see as the negative, someone else may view as a positive. Like you mm-hmm. think it's going too fast. Well, they think speed is good. You have to consider that the flip side for your boss, right? You have to think about what your boss wants. And so it's just another version of the flip side. And this boss is worried about speed and getting things done and promotions. And so we're going to share with them. And there's always these considerations. There's always a chance that what you're proposing could do those things. You have to think through it and consider the benefits, even if to you, those benefits may not seem like the right course of action, right? Maybe these aren't things that concern you. However, convincing someone is often not about thinking the way you think. It's about thinking the way that they think.
Yes, that's sneaky.
Yeah.
And the other thing about Ds is do the work for them. So if I go to my boss, who happens to be a high DI, if I go to my boss and I say, I've drafted this for you, he's much more likely to go, okay, I'm going to edit it and then I'll send it. Whereas if I wait for him to do things, sometimes they don't get done because you know, someone has to start it and my boss has got way too much to do. So I do some of the work for him and then that way I know something will get done.
Yeah, definitely. Also, that's true with any boss, honestly. Like if you start the process, don't hand something off to someone expecting them to do all the work.
That's a very good direct boss kind of like rule.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't, if someone needed you to do something, why wouldn't you want it to not start from ground zero? I mean, I think that's true of anybody, but you can't do that for everybody. So definitely the person to start with is your boss. And then once you're good at that, maybe think about not handing things off to peers even who are, you know, without any traction being done. Okay, so let's say you want your boss to allow you to go to some specific training. So it sounds like this. Boss, I'd like you to allow me to go to the PMP training that starts in 2 weeks. With that training, I'll be allowed by the organization to manage our team's Microsoft project plans. I know they take a lot of time for you, and I'd like to take that work off your hands so you can work on the new project that the sales director just gave you. I'll send you an email, and all I need you to do is reply yes, and I'll work out the rest with HR. Can I go ahead with that?
Magic. Nice.
Magic.
Short, to the point, tells him why he would want to say yes. I'm going to take that work from you, and you could do the thing that you think is more important for someone else. And all you have to do is reply to an email with a yes. Like, ID's going to literally reply to that email with just the word yes and no punctuation because they don't like to waste any time and punctuation wastes time. But this is like the perfect offering to a D. They're just like, okay, I know why I want to do this. There's a huge upside for me. And all I have to do is say yes. And if you want that training, it doesn't matter whether you're really excited about doing those projects or not, or those project plans or not. If you want the training, then that's what you tell the DBoss, that you're going to be able to take that work for them.
And for those of you who are thinking, gosh, this is, you know, really kind of maybe it's disingenuous in your mind, I want to kind of reset that thinking, because you're really trying to give your boss what they want, and you're also going to get what you want. And remember that this is something, you're not being disingenuous, right? You're being honest. And when you do this for your boss, what your boss feels is, man, Wendy really gets it. Like, you know, Wendy really gets it. I don't have to explain things to her. I don't have to go through these huge processes with her. She doesn't send me an email that's, you know, explaining all this stuff about this conference and then make me have to like write back and ask my questions. She just comes to my office, tells me what I need to hear about the conference, and says, all I have to do is hit one email and we're good. She doesn't add work to my plate. She actually takes work off my plate. And if you, and there's a chance is that if you do it a different way, that your boss will think, man, Wendy really gets it, but Tim, man, he doesn't. He makes my life harder. And people, because they, you know, their brain is a weird sauce of things, their boss says in their brain, they say to themselves, man, Tim just seems to like make things harder, you know? He doesn't really tell me what I need to know. And while that's maybe not true, you know, maybe you are telling your boss everything they need to know, and it's just their perception of it is important. In fact, their perception of it is probably just as important as what's actually happening, maybe more important. So consider that maybe you think to yourself, man, I don't want to do this. Like, this is extra work and, you know, it's a little creepy. And it, maybe there's somebody out here thinking, oh gosh, that's kind of inauthentic. Y'all, remind yourself that there's somebody out there who has the same style as your boss. And if they work for your boss right now and you don't have the same style as your boss, there's a chance your boss is thinking, man, Wendy really gets it. But Tim, man, I don't know. He doesn't really get it. You're not putting yourself in a position where your boss believes that you're on the same page as them. And that's going to make it harder for you. This is actually really going to help and alleviate those stresses and burdens on your boss that, and this is going to work for all the bosses, what we're going to describe. So it's not just about the high D boss, but remember, if your boss has somebody working for them whose style is similar to theirs and yours isn't, you're in a position where your boss might think so-and-so really gets it, but man, the other person doesn't. So this is just a way to help your boss, help yourself, and also create a communication style that helps your boss feel that y'all are on the same page, which is really crucial to make things go more smoothly, I think.
Yeah. I had a thought while you were saying that about potatoes. Just bear with me here, right? Everything we're going to say is like giving your boss a potato, right? They always end up with a potato, but how you serve that goes according to their wishes, right? So some people like it mashed and some people like it baked and some people like it roasted. It's all potato. Like you're all giving, we're all asking our boss the same question. We're just serving it up differently. So it's not like we're giving one person potato and one person diamonds. They end up with the same thing. It's just how they get it, right?
Right. Why would I serve you mashed potatoes? I don't
know that helps any, but it just occurred to me that, you know.
No, it completely does. It's, why would I serve you mashed potatoes if that's not what you requested, right? Like, that's as if you ask for french fries and I bring you mashed potatoes, I say, well, it's still a potato. That's what you're doing if you're not adapting to your boss's style or considering your boss's style.
Okay, let's do another example. So you want your boss to clear a roadblock that you've got with a peer of his. So someone who works with your boss, you want that person to do something for you. So, boss, I'm about to go red on the contract review task. I've asked Bob for access 3 times and I haven't got it. May I send you an email to forward to Charles to instruct Bob? So again, we're talking about getting tasks done. I'm about to go red, which is a bad thing, right? It means I'm overdue on a task. And so high Ds are focused on tasks. So we took focus there first. And then you followed the rules. You've asked Bob 3 times. So you're not asking your boss to break any rules. And you're going to send him an email that he can forward to his peer to get Bob to do what you want. So your boss doesn't have to do anything again apart from forward that email and say, FYI or FYA or please do this or whatever. Or even he forwards it with no comment and he sees Charles in a meeting later and says, you got that email. So again, we've really focused what we want to happen and making it easy for your boss to agree to.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit of legwork at the beginning to make your boss's life easier so that you don't have to spend the next 3 days in an email churn with Charles and Bob and your boss. Okay. No, another example, you want your boss to delegate to you attending a meeting you're interested in being in. Boss, could I attend the BMA meeting for you this month? I know you're working on the sales director's pitch and the BMA meeting doesn't need to take up your time. I can give you a report afterwards on what's discussed and any decisions made. Boom. Now you get to go to the meeting. Sure. Yeah, you go to the meeting. He gets time back. You're supporting things. And sure.
And the other thing, the other, you've told him you're going to give him a report with what was discussed and the decisions that were made, which are the two things that he would have come away with from that meeting wanting to know.
Yeah.
So not only have you put the request in a way that benefits him, you've also told him he's still going to get what he would want out of that meeting.
Folks, I just got off another call with another client where I reminded them that companies are good at buying training, but what they want is behavior change. And our solution to help you either as an individual or as a company, as a client, our solution to help you with behavior change as far as the manager behaviors that are part of the Trinity is Roadmap. If you're a licensee, you can use Roadmap to either roll out the Trinity or track your progress if you've already started. We make it easy to do either. If you're a client, if you're a group of managers and you're working together, you want to use Roadmap to capture what you're doing, identify soft spots, address them, and be able to reward people who are doing what you ask them to do, improving their managerial skill. Come to the website, click on Roadmap, check it out.
Okay. High Ds are hard, but high I bosses are fun.
That's true. A high I boss is assertive and people focused. So we've moved from the upper left-hand corner of our cake to the upper right-hand corner of our cake. And people with a high I, they influence others through talking and activity. They're often described as convincing, magnetic, political, enthusiastic, persuasive, warm, demonstrative, trusting, and optimistic. High I's always know someone who can help. They make contacts, they network easily. High I's inspire and motivate people to act to their advantage. They're often articulate and the kind of people who it's often said about, like they could sell snow to Eskimos. High I's like to work in a group and others can see them as starting a lot of projects, tasks, ideas, things, and not finishing them all. They don't care about details, even important ones. Like they're pumped to be at the kickoff meeting, but they have no idea what they're kicking off. Yes. They're the disorganized type, the ones who never have the right paper and they miss planes, things like that.
Yes. My high I brother went to the airport the wrong day the other week.
No.
Yes. Completely wrong day of the week. It was funny, but it's him all over. Like he's just that kind of person. And some of them are. High I bosses want to know that the team is happy because they believe if the team is happy, the work will get done. Whereas a D believes do the work and everyone will be happy. It's the complete opposite. A high I boss wants to know how you're going to raise their profile and make them look good. Like I said, they're excited to be at the kickoff meeting because that's where stuff is happening and they want to be seen to be at the place where things are happening. Mm-hmm. So they want to know how you're going to raise their profile. So for a high I, we're going to talk at more length. They talk more because they're excited. And we're going to use lots of people's names because opposed to the D's are task focused, the I's are people focused. So we want to tell them about the people that are involved. They use relaxed language. I saw an email from someone the other day that says they use words that aren't actually words. Yeah, that's
yes,
true.
That's accurate. Yeah.
You can talk fast and excitably with an I. And the other thing with eyes is you want to do the work for them because they're not good at detail and they're not good at getting things done. So you want to help them help you by doing that work for them.
Yeah. You got to also tell your boss how you're going to raise their profile and make them look good. That's important. They want to be looking good out to other people. So, okay. Let's say that you want your boss to allow you to go to some specific training. Remember what we said for the high D, this is going to be different. For the high I boss, it sounds like this. Boss, you know how Charles was saying what an awesome, well-trained team you have? He really values that stuff. And I had an idea. Do you think I could go to the PMP training that starts in 2 weeks? Brian went to it last year and he said it was wicked. He met loads of people, and Angela, his boss, has super benefited from his increased network. Plus, once I've done it, Susan in HR will let me manage our team's project files. And I know that's something you'd rather not be involved with. I can take it off your plate. If that's okay, I'll totally get Mary to call you for the okay, and I'll work out everything from there.
It's so different. So different.
The Heidi boss would hate this speech.
Yes. Yeah, because who cares about all those people? What are you going to get done for me?
Yeah, for sure.
Whereas a high I boss definitely wants to know about all these people. Like, who are all these people that are going to know that I sent you on this training? Excellent. That makes me look good.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let's try the next one. So you want your boss to clear a roadblock with a peer of his. So, dude, could you talk to Charles for me? I keep asking Bob for access to the contract review and he's just blowing me off. You know how the big boss hates it when we go red on that stuff, and I am going to go red on Friday. I'll just leave this post-it here to remind you, and I'll swing back around later to see if you reached him.
So odd to hear you do that.
Because that's not who I am.
Yeah, because...
And yet, I wrote this because I can do this if I want to. That's the other thing about DISC is you can do anything you like. You can use any words you like as long as you're thinking about which words to use.
And, for sure.
And what the tone and how fast to talk and so on.
Yeah, and we have a similar style, so we... often don't communicate. We communicate also we've known each other for what, 10 or 15 years? So we've been doing this for a long time. So our styles, like internally, is a little different with each other because we have the similar style. So to have you role play for the high eyes is pretty fun for me. Okay. So one more. You want your boss to delegate to you attending a meeting that you're interested in attending, right? So you'll go in his place, but you're interested in going. Boss, I had an idea. You know that BMA meeting, the one that goes on all morning and has all the boring people from accounts in it? What if I went for you? I know you've been wanting time to catch up with Sarah and Lucy, and I could just tell you what happened at the meeting after it's over. I know it's a snooze fest, but I'm willing to take the hit and let you do stuff you're really good at if you're interested.
Nice. Ooh. You know, it's so completely different. It's like, it's all those boring people, and then you get to kind of hang with the cool people. What a high island. Oh, and before we go on, we're probably going to end here and do S&C in the next cast. But before we go on, I just want to say some of this is caricature. Nobody is all the way ridiculous. The high eyes do actually do some work sometimes, and they don't spend all their time in Starbucks. High Ds can be nice. We have to go a little bit further, a little bit caricature to help you understand them. So please don't, you know, it sounds offensive, but we did start on the D's, which you and I are. So we insulted ourselves first.
Oh yeah. Equal opportunity.
Exactly. That's all for this week. We'll be back with the rest of the boss styles next week.